Hey, everybody, this is Mike Kawal from MK Way, and you're listening to our Ask Mike Anything podcast, the show that answers the most pressing questions for your business needs. Last week, we took a dip into chatbots. This week, well, it's all about CRMs. If you missed the episode on chatbots, it's now up on our blog at MK Way. This week, it's all about customer relationship management. A lot of the business owners out there are not actually using it, so I know we're gonna be talking about it. There's a lot of tools you could use out there, especially on the website. Most of our customers that do have websites are underutilizing a CRM, so we're gonna be talking about some of their questions on this call. So if you're new to this topic, start with this podcast as we cover the most pressing, frequently asked questions, the FAQs, from business owners, solopreneurs, and business partners alike. All right, so with that being said, let's get going. Let's get started. All right. What's a CRM? So what's a customer relationship management tool? It's exactly that. It's a tool that allows you to track your inbound leads. Let's say you operate a website. And if you're a local business owner, maybe you operate a windows and doors business, and you have customers that are browsing windows and doors on your website. Well, when someone converts into a quote, if someone's browsing your website and they want to get a quote from you, they'll do one of two things. One, they'll call your business to get a quote from you, or two, they'll use a contact form on the contact page or maybe on the homepage. So they'll become a quote unquote a lead. You know, a visitor that wants to get a quote will become a sales lead, an unqualified person that is inquiring about the service. And it's up to you to decide how to qualify them. So a CRM will track that person and their information. It'll allow you to keep the prospect's information about who they are, their first name, their last name, their email, their phone number. And you'll be able to see whether you spoke to them previously or have they called you in the past to get a quote and where did it go. And so this is a great way where you can kind of track everyone's information. You can also track various emails that you send back and forth. You can track phone calls. And if as you're growing and you have different sales reps or SDRs, sales development representatives that are working with your business, it's a great way to track all those conversations in one place, as well as your sales playbook. So as a prospect visits your website or calls you on the phone, you want to be able to track that lead. And as they convert into a customer, and then as they convert into a referral or maybe a recommendation into other customers through word of mouth. So that's what a CRM is in short. All right, what a great question. So we're going to move on to the next one. The next one here from one of our business owners in the community is, what does a CRM do? And this is a great question because we kind of already hit on this in the previous question. A CRM, it acts as your little sales playbook. What I mean by that is, like, the CRM, it acts as a database of all your customers, all your contacts, and all your leads. So if you're in the business of generating leads, then you may want to use the CRM tool to track which of those are unqualified people that you want to do business with and which of them are actual contacts that you do business with. So in most cases, if you're a really small solopreneur, you may not actually need one of these until you grow a little bit bigger. You might actually be using spreadsheets. And so that might be your CRM tool. But what a CRM really does, what it's supposed to do, is track those conversations. So whether you're having a phone call conversation or an email conversation, or maybe you have messaging using your chatbot, you want that CRM tool to integrate directly with your online store and your offline business so you can see exactly what it does. It allows us to automate various workflows using all the different kind of AI automation processes. So for instance, in your CRM tool, you can track things like tasks, calendars, you can track alerts, you can give managers the ability to track the performance of some of their other sales people, their sales reps on the team. So it's a really very, it's a great holistic tool as you're growing and scaling your home-based business or either your agency or your small business. As you want to grow, you want to track the performance of your sales development reps, your account executives, and how they manage their conversations. So that way you find out and track the analytics. How are you doing? How are you tracking the types of sales you have? How are you tracking the commissions that the salespeople are, like, how are you tracking incentives? So a CRM is a good starting point. It's like your command console that you can use to keep all that information in one spot. All right, what a great question. That was a loaded question there, so I appreciate that. Okay, the next question is, why CRMs can benefit business owners? So this is a really, it's kind of a sticky question, because in most cases, if the business is too small, they may not even use a CRM. They'll use an Excel spreadsheet where they can have a contact list of all their unqualified leads or contacts that they do business with. And in some cases, you might have a $1 million company that does $100,000 a month with only 4 or 5 employees, and they don't have a CRM. You know, they don't need it. They're too small. Then on the flip side, you might have an agency, or you might have, you know, a small business with 15 employees that does have one, because they need to track all the different kinds of products, the services. They want to be able to track what every sales rep does, the conversations, and as well as track the analytics, how many calls are being made, how many videos are being sent out, and as well that progress. And this is a very helpful tool in a slightly larger small business, because it allows you to track the kinds of projects or the kinds of inquiries that are coming in. You might be in the business of, like, let's say you're a plumber, and you might have 10 sales reps out there arranging different kinds of plumbing jobs around the city with different condos, different commercial buildings, and whatnot. So as new quotes come in through your sales reps, they want to be able to qualify those people. They'll do that over the phone, find out if they're a real person or a robot. And then once they qualify them, the CRM will actually help the business owner see all the entire pipeline and all the deals available inside the tool. So you'll be able to see which prospects are ready to become customers, what is the average time it takes to close a deal. You'll be able to find out and get the analytics, reporting structures, and this will help you scale your company, because you'll see what's in the pipeline. Are the sales reps doing their jobs? Are you getting enough? Are you able to scale? Are there deals coming in, and are they being closed accordingly by the account executive or by the SDR directly, depending on your business model? So the CRMs can really benefit business owners by creating this structure whereby you're much more organized. All your contacts are organized. You know when you contacted them, you know what you did with them, and you know how they came into your pipeline, from what sources, and what they're doing now. So, you know, just to wrap up this question here, because I know it's really loaded, the CRM tool here, it's an automated tool. It's an automation tool that allows you to create a more sophisticated database where your sales reps and the business owner can communicate in one spot and share information about prospects as well as customers, which can then help the project manager do his or her job a lot better, because they can see a full view of where that person came in from, and of course track all that information before it goes into the operating. So if you're operating a windows and doors business, the prospect might come into the salesperson and then go to the project manager, who then can take control of that conversation using the CRM, because that person can go in there, take a look at all the previous conversations, the calls, the notes that were made, as well as the deal size, and then find out how to go and deliver the next steps. So for that reason, it's a great tool for scaling the operation. All right, we're gonna move on to the next question now, which is coming in from one of our small business owners. How do I use a CRM? And this is a two-part question. Explain this for owners and explain this for marketers. So this is a great loaded question. So let's answer the first part. So how do I use a CRM in my small business as a solopreneur, an entrepreneur, as a business owner? So as a business owner, if you're looking to scale the business, you want to be able to use this tool in the most efficient way possible by tracking the first name, last name, phone number, email address, address or location, depending on how you do business. And if you got your white space, like what I mean by that is, if you found your white space, which is if you found your way of doing business, if you either knock on doors or cold call people, or you have some sort of marketing automation, and we'll get into that in a moment when I talk about how we can use a CRM for marketers. whatever your process is for attracting new prospects into your business, a CRM can be used in a way to capture all the information about a prospect before they become a customer. So for a business owner, if you have multiple sources of customers, if you have multiple sources of prospects coming into your business, you have a Facebook campaign, and of course, we're going to dive into marketing here in a moment as well. But if you've got a Facebook campaign or an email list, or you also have your website that has a website's form submission, you also have a phone number where people call you to do business with you, where do you track all that information? That's where you want to use a CRM. And you don't necessarily need to buy a sophisticated one. Some of the top names out there, Salesforce, that's a CRM tool. HubSpot, I know Zoho has one as well. And I'm not promoting any of these ones in particular, but these are some of the bigger ones out there. You can just as easily build your own CRM tool in an Excel spreadsheet by just identifying all the main columns at the very top and just using that until you outgrow that. And then, of course, you can make the investment and purchase something like a HubSpot tool, which is now, this is a good segue into the marketing part now, because for marketers, a CRM is critical. If you're going to be running a sales funnel, so if your business is at a point where you can run a sales funnel, maybe you've built a course as a solopreneur and you're selling courses online. As a marketer, you want to be able to track all the different places where your leads are coming in. So you might have leads coming in to get a quote, or maybe you have, let's say you're running an e-course and you have this big masterclass that you've promoted for your business. And you've got leads coming in from Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, your website, maybe you're running a couple different landing pages. So for marketers, you want to be able to track all those different data points and where people are coming in. So this is where a tool like HubSpot, Salesforce, or Zoho CRM can track all those different leads from all the different sources. And so as soon as it goes into your CRM, you can create an automation. Now, of course, you can't quite do this in an Excel spreadsheet or Google Sheets. You'd have to use something like a HubSpot tool, where as soon as it comes in, you can automate it and let it go to the first available sales rep. So during the marketing, in the marketing world, the CRM is best used for marketers when you can create these automation workflows. And within that workflow, you can specify what happens when you get an email or when you get a name in an email which signed up for lead magnet as soon as it came into the CRM tool. And there could be a process where there's a drip campaign that gets sent out. This is an email campaign with, email number 1, 2, 3 that says, hey, thank you so much for downloading a lead magnet. And then another one and another one. And you can specify how long and what is the period of days to wait before the next email comes out. So for marketers, it's a great sales tool. I mean, all marketers are salespeople. It's a great sales tool where we want people to enter the funnel, and then we want to market to them so that we can get them to a sale. So for business owners, the CRM is important because it allows you to stay organized and know where all your traffic is coming in from. For marketers, the same thing. You want to know where everyone is coming in from. And at the same time, we also want to make sure that we can track, we can measure, and we can improve all the data about all these new visitors and all these new prospects that could one day make a purchase of our service or our product. All right, what a great question. And that was a loaded question there. We've got a couple more coming in here, and I think that then we'll be wrapping up. So how do I know it's time to use a CRM tool? And that is a loaded question, because if you get too big, or if you're at a point where you feel that you need to organize yourself, organize your sales team, that's a great time to jump into CRM tool. But I could be also wrong about this. I know the first time that we started using a CRM tool was when I felt slightly disorganized. And when we hired our project manager, we realized that we could have done a lot of things earlier in a Google spreadsheet. And I was already using it, but we went from getting 2,000 leads to 16,000 leads. So it was a massive jump. And so at that time, I realized that, okay, as we were hiring more SDRs, these are sales development reps, I knew it was time to expand and grow. So, we started using a CRM tool called Keep CRM, which is an Infusionsoft software. And that was great for a lot of small business owners like us. And as we grew as an agency, we scaled from that to Salesforce. And then we got into inbound marketing and lead generation. So we moved into HubSpot. And that's our story. And, you know, as a business owner, you have to decide when's the best time for you. When is a good time to use a CRM tool? And the best time would be as you're growing and scaling. If you have high hopes for creating a larger operation, and you know you're going to be building your own sales playbook, and within that book, you're going to have someone either to generate leads, or that could be a website. It could be a person or a website. Or two, within that realm, you want to then define how big your sales playbook is. So if you know you're going to have someone generating leads or website generating it, you're going to have a sales development rep to qualify people. You're going to have an account executive to do your demos. And then you're going to have the business owner to kind of chime in there and follow up and see how all the analytics are doing. Are we closing enough deals? Are we getting enough? Is the pipeline big enough? Are the deals big enough? Are we able to scale or grow? And that's where you need a tool, a CRM tool, to give you those insights so you can forecast and grow the business. Because as a business owner, what you want to be focused on is growing the business strategy. You don't want to work in the business. You want to work on the business. And the CRM tool allows you to work on the business strategically, right? You'll be able to focus on all your employees and all the people working with you to grow the business and scale it out. So you'll be able to forecast how can you grow. I mean, sales is the lifeblood of most businesses. Actually, sales is the lifeblood of all businesses. So if you don't have a great CRM tool and you're thinking about getting one, contact us here at MK Way and we can give you some more advice on that. And that's all the time I think we have today for today's AMA. Thanks for listening in. For more sound bites just like this, check out our blog at mkway.com. Thank you so much for this week's AMA. Hope to see you next week. And until then,